hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Good evening, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Glad that you could make it. I understand that the Northeast is getting, Northeast and Central United States is getting battered by some snow. If you're hanging out and you're snowblind right now and you need to hear a message of hope, you're tuning in to the Rockers in Recovery radio show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. And, of course, there's all kinds of blogs and information there. You can also check us out at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. If you don't have anything to do tomorrow night, I want you to check this out. February 10th at 9 p.m., Showtime Networks, Eric Clapton. That's right, Mr. Eric Clapton. An intimate portrait of the three-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and the 18 times that he's been awarded a Grammy is going to be doing a documentary called Eric Clapton Life in 12 Bars. Check it out. It's on Showtime tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to be tuning into that and watching that. It's going to be huge. Looking forward to it. If you're in the area of the snow belt and you have nothing to do tomorrow night, it's a great way to kick back and get a message of hope. From what I understand, the whole documentary is unbelievable. With they have unknown footage to people that they're going to be putting out. It's never seen before, so we're looking forward to seeing that. Of course, Eric is one of my favorite performers. Seen him many, many times, and had the pleasure of broadcasting live from the Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival in 2010 in Chicago. It was amazing, an amazing event, and looking forward to many more years of Mr. Clapton being around. So, if you're tuning in tonight, you're tuning in to hear a great story. The first year was the hardest, but well worth it, by Robert Hughes. Robert Hughes is going to be on with us. He's going to be talking about his first year in recovery and how that worked out for him and where he's at today. And a great story of hope, that's for sure. And we're looking forward to having Robert on the air. Also, we have a lot of other things going on in the area tonight at 9 o'clock Central Time. Jam Alker and his guys are going to be up there in Chicago doing some music live for everybody. So if you're going to weather the storm, you can go over and see Jam. You can check that out at Jam Alker Music. All kinds of information there too. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in and being a part of the show. If you also are inclined, please check out, it's World Sober Day, World Sober Music Day. I want you to check that out. A good friend of ours, Paul Wilson, is doing World Sober Music Day, and that is going to be coming up here in September. It's going to be part of the Recovery Month platforms, and Paul has worked diligently and is working diligently along with his son Chris to put that on. They also have another event called We Rock for Autism, and that's going to be April 21st, and you can check that out also just by going to, of course, We Rock at Autism on Facebook, and also the other one is World Sober Music Day, and of course check that out at World Sober Music Day on Facebook. All the information can be found there. We want to highlight some music tonight. So I'm going to put on a great song. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. It's called Change My Ways by Mike Zito. Mike Zito was just nominated for a Blues Award, Blues Music Award. I want you to check him out. He is he's excellent. You can go to MikeZito.com. Let's check out Change My Ways. Thank you. Mike Zito for you. We're going to play, of course, the rest of that at the end of the show. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Rockers in Recovery. That was a little clip from Mike Zito and Change My Ways. You can check him out at MikeZito.com. Mike has been rocking and rolling for many years, and you can check out his blog. It's called Blues Man in Recovery. You can check that out at Rockers in recovery.com. You can also check it out at his website at, of course, MikeZito.com. And, of course, tonight's guest is Robert Hughes. Robert, how you doing tonight? And welcome to the show.
I'm good. I'm good, John. How are you?
Very good, man. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the show and calling in and telling us your story of hope. I understand that Robert, you, from what I'm gathering, the first year was the hardest, but it was well worth it. Tell us what that means to you.
Well, basically, I came into treatment, and when I left, this was all new to me. Basically, I'd been drinking and using most of my life, and, they did give me some direction, and I followed it, but it was still tough. I had a lot of obsessions, and I still kind of wanted to hold on to that old way of life, but I just gave myself a break for a change, and I didn't act on any of that, and I took their direction and went into a sober living program and went into AA, and I just grabbed on the guys that had time, and I did it one day at a time.
Robert, you've been working on your recovery for how long now?
I have been sober since August 26, 2009.
Very good. And it all started, when did it all, come to a head and where, you made a decision that you were going to move forward or somebody helped you make a decision to move forward?
As far as coming into treatment again or when I actually said, I think I'm going to do this?
Yeah. What were the circumstances that ended it where you're clean and sober today?
Well, basically, I was homeless. I was couch surfing in a gentleman's apartment, and he wound up going to jail, so I was there by myself. I called up my my counselor from a previous treatment at Clearbrook, Stanley, and I said I had to come back in. And he got me a bed. I came back in, and pretty much, you know, I did it from there.
It's pretty cool to watch the whole process and the things that I've, you know, read and a little bit of that I understand is that you did go through treatment and you went through Clearbrook Treatment Centers. You then went out and did all the things that you, you know, said at the beginning of the show and, you know, started to work on your recovery and started to put that first. And then in the end of you working on yourself, you went back to school. And that became another beginning, correct?
I did. I was about 3 years sober, and I decided to go back and pursue my college degree in human development and family studies so I could pursue a degree in treatment. And I wound up working at the facility that I believe saved my life, which is really, really nice, actually, because, you know, staff up at Clearbrook, they're like my extended family, and I really, truly feel that way. And I'm comfortable there, and they all welcomed me with open arms, Dick, Nick, Trish, everybody, you know, Joe Kane. And so I just feel at home up there.
Do you find it's easy for you to transmit your message and to help others in that position?
Absolutely. When we come in, we're pretty broken. And for, you know, somebody to come and say, you know, I've been there. I understand, you know what I mean? And just empathize with them. I think it's really big. And that's kind of the approach I take.
It's very cool. Very cool. And what do you do for fun in your life today? I mean, because, listen, not everything can be all about work, of course, and your recovery is totally different than your work. So what do you do to experience good times and happy times in your recovery?
I like to go to the gym. I like to work out. I like to hunt and fish. I like to get outdoors. And I like to go to a lot of shows, actually. I saw GWAR last year. I saw Sleep. They're a doom metal band from San Jose, California. I saw them play. I saw Tool play. And I'm planning a lot more shows this summer and spring. So,
that's a beautiful thing. So you're a rocker in recovery. That's a beautiful thing.
I truly am.
So the good part about this is that life changes, and if you do get through and you don't pick up that first one, man, glad or sad, you get to have a life.
Exactly. And it's a good life, reasonably happy.
Do you find that you have ever experienced, you know, that thought or feeling of wanting to use since you've gotten clean?
The first year, like I said, was one big obsession. And somebody told me, you know, if you stick around and you go through the steps and you stick and stay instead of running, you won't feel this way someday. And there's a difference between an obsession and a passing thought. Once in a great while, I'll pass a bar and thinking, you know, I wonder how this new beer tastes. But I mean, it's gone as soon as it's pretty much gone as soon as it comes. And to say that I've had an obsession in the last, I want to say 7.5, 8 years, I mean, that would be a lie. I mean, I truly feel recovered from this thing. One day at a time, you know, maybe it's going to come tomorrow. I don't know, but sitting here and speaking to you right now, I don't feel that way. I crave pizza right now. That's about it.
Well, that's a good craving.
Exactly.
So when you find yourself today in a position where, listen, you take out the wanting to use all of that, but, you know, anger comes up, emotions come up, sadness, all of those things, grief. When you're going through those types of experiences, what do you do to you know, immediately start to, you know, deal with them?
Well, first thing I'll do is I'll identify those feelings. Then I'll pray on them. Then I'll go to a meeting. And then I'll call my sponsor. And then I'll call my sponsees. And I found maybe a little bit of physical exercise in there with that too will help. So I try to do all those things. And when I do all those things on a daily basis, I feel pretty good. Even if those feelings come up, I know how to handle them. If I just sit in them, well then, you know, I'm allowed to feel as uncomfortable
ending.
And no, uncomfortable and as much pain as I want to feel, I can feel. You know what I mean? Until I really get in the solution and deal with that.
Do you find that when you look at your recovery as your recovery, because there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, work in a recovery field. And some of them believe that it's enough just to work in a recovery field and that they don't need meetings and they don't need to do any of that. Just working in a recovery field is good enough for them, and that helps them with a recovery on a daily basis. What's your feeling on that?
Absolutely not, as far as I'm concerned. I try to get to a meeting every day. If I don't get to a meeting, if I stay at work a little bit late or, you know, whatever the case may be, and I miss one, I make sure I contact my sponsor, contact people from my support group, to keep a conscious contact, and I try to put one foot in front of the other and do the right thing. And I would absolutely say that that's not my recovery. In fact, I need to be more vigilant about my sobriety, just because you're dealing with that sickness all day long. So I have to be right, or I can't help them.
Very good. Do you see yourself, as far as it's a day at a time program, but what is your hopes and dreams as far as, your future?
Hopes and dreams, I know I have to stay sober or I won't have any of them, but I would like to learn how to play guitar.
Oh, cool.
Those are my hopes and dreams.
Cool.
As simple as that sounds, that's something that I really want to accomplish.
That's a beautiful thing. When you look at the fact that you've come as far as you have and you look back in hindsight, probably people around you see the changes more than you do, but what is your thought process of, oh my God, this is where I'm at today and this is where I was at?
Sometimes I can't believe it. I still pass by the same Burger King every day on the way home that I used to stop and empty the ashtrays into a paper bag so I had some tobacco to smoke. And and every time I drive past there, I think about it. And I think, you know, you never have to live that way again. And it's true.
You have 174 people plus a day dying from the current opioid and heroin epidemic that's going on. If you had a family member out there listening to you right now, what would you say to them?
I would have to say to get yourself the treatment, because it's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And, you know, I mean, you might as well handle it now. It's treatable, but left untreated, it will kill you. You know, it's just like cancer or diabetes or heart disease, and it's deadly. But it is treatable, and you can live with this thing.
And what would you say to the family members?
Well, I would have to say, stop enabling, because that's what had to happen to me. I would show up at my mother's house and she would say, get out or I'm calling the state police. And basically every door as far as my family went was slammed in my face, and I really had nothing. So, you know, when it got really bad, I had to check myself in.
You know, this is a great message that you've given today, Robert, and I appreciate you being on Rockers and Recovery Radio. And most importantly, as we close, if you are listening and you want to contact Robert, you can call him at 888-414-4209 if you have any questions. You can also go to Clearbrook Treatment, Inc. at .com. It's clearbrooktreatmentinc.com, and you can check them out there. And also, click on the contact page. You can send a message that way. One of the cool parts about what Robert does is he works every day with people that are, you know, coming into recovery for the first time, sometimes second time, third time. I think that if there's, you know, breath, there's hope. And Robert, you're a living example of that.
I urge you to call.
So we look forward to having you back in the future, and look forward to maybe meeting you up there at Clearbrook one day. And just,
absolutely,
have a safe day, and God bless, and keep up the great work, and we appreciate all you do for the recovery community.
Thank you, John. You have a good night, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Later.
All right, guys. Here you go, Rockers in Recovery. That's our show for tonight. Tune in tomorrow night for another great show. And remember, tomorrow night we got a great thing happening, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And of course, it's Life in 12 Bars. It's Eric Clapton on Showtime. Check that out. It's going to be a great message of hope, and you know, the struggles that he had went through in his rock and roll career, and before that even, actually struggles from childhood. And, you know, the turning around of his addictions and where he's at today. So check that out. And I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. Glad to have you with us on the show. And have a great night, and we'll check you out soon.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.
I'm on a ride of the bird. Yeah, you see, I'm on change.